ICE arrests illegal immigrants convicted of child sexual abuse, manslaughter, other violent crimes. By Jasmine Jordan on March 13, 2026. The Department of Homeland Security, DHS, announced Friday that officers with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, arrested several individuals in the country illegally who were convicted of crimes, including aggravated sexual abuse of a child, intoxicated manslaughter, assault with a deadly weapon, robbery, and burglary. DHS said nearly 70% of ICE arrests involve illegal aliens charged with or convicted of crimes in the United States, and the agency highlighted several recent arrests of individuals previously convicted of serious offenses. Deputy Assistant Secretary Lauren Biss remarked, "While sanctuary politicians demonize ICE law enforcement, our officers continue to risk their lives to remove criminal illegal aliens from our communities. Just yesterday, ICE arrested criminal illegal aliens convicted of aggravated sexual abuse of a child, intoxicated manslaughter, and assault with a deadly weapon. Under President Trump, if you come to our country illegally and break our laws, we will find you and arrest you. The safety of the American people comes first." According to DHS, those taken into custody during the latest enforcement actions include Armando Lopez of Mexico, convicted of aggravated sexual abuse of a child in Salt Lake City, Utah. ICE also arrested Sergio Alonso Rodriguez Noyola of Mexico, who authorities said had been convicted in Dallas, Texas, of intoxicated manslaughter in an accident involving death. In Santa Rosa, California, ICE officers arrested Jesus Escobar Grande of El Salvador, who had been convicted of assault with a deadly weapon, the department said. Authorities also detained Dung De Clu, of Vietnam, previously convicted in Los Angeles, California, of first-degree robbery combined with first-degree burglary. Another individual identified in the statement was Jose Muniz Flores of Mexico, who had been convicted of burglary of a habitation in Bailey County, Texas.